Hey guys, Wayne here. I'll give you three reasons why staying in a 9-to-5 is stupid as fuck. I still don't understand why I was taught that living in a matrix is a safe way to live a life. Because the conventional belief that the roadmap that people say that the safe way, they call it a safe way, is go to school, graduate, get a job, get married, buy a house, pay debt, and retire. When the roadmap is already shown and proven by a lot of normal people, and they're not living a life that I desire. So if you're not an individual who is not satisfied with your current situation, but you don't actually know what is going wrong or what is happening in your life, this video is for you. I personally think that whatever you do in your life, you must have an idea of what kind of lifestyle that you want to live in your life or you want to achieve in your life. The problem with most people is that they take the typical pathway, the conventional beliefs, that whatever the people think that is a norm. They take the proven roadmap and they wish that one day in their life, their ideal life will just suddenly happen, which it never happens. So what they're doing wrong is actually you gotta reverse engineer, you gotta think of the result first and work backwards to figure out what kind of right actions that you need to take right now. So you gotta figure out the right pathway to get there. It's like hoping your first partner to be the most ideal partner that you'll ever meet in your life. What you gotta do is you think of the most ideal partner that you wish to have first. That is the first step. And then filter out all the red flags. You gotta make changes along your dating journey. That's how you end up being with your ideal partner. You know, 99% of people, they don't realize that they're living a life that won't give them any result that they want. You know, ultimately, what most people want, what 100% of human beings, what they want ultimately is freedom. And freedom doesn't mean anything, you know, like freedom of speech, freedom of strike. You can say hateful speech to someone else. That is not freedom. It's not like about right to do something or your person, your human rights. Yes, that is important, but that is not the freedom that we talk about. The type of freedom that you want to achieve in your life, your personal life, ultimately, not as a society, in your personal life, there are three types of freedom. And the true freedom is doing what you love without any restrictions of space, time, and money. And staying in 9-to-5 will never give you that freedom. So let's look at the physical freedom. First of all, the fact that you have a job, you're physically locked into the space, a specific space, the workspace. It can be a remote online working space, or it can be a physical office space. In the end, you're locked in. You have to be there on a specific time, period. You don't have freedom. And people don't realize how critical this is. Limiting your physical freedom, it limits so much potential that you could have acquired if you were physically free. When you're physically free, you can acquire a lot of things, such as, you know, network, vision, experience, physical knowledge, opportunities. Of course, you can get those in online, but I'm not talking about you're getting this kind of opportunities online or offline. The fact that you're locked in physically, you have to do certain work, not by your will. You're doing some other people's job. You're doing your company's job. You're not doing anything that you wish to do. You're not building relationship there. You're building relationship, but you're not maximizing the potential of you building relationships when you are physically free. And in my life, I have lived 3 different countries, and that is the biggest difference when it comes to me and the normal people. When most people just grow up, live their whole life in one country, you know, just living in multiple countries, it just totally changed your perspective of seeing the world. It changes your physical knowledge, your vision. When you're not physically free, you're losing all of these things. Number 2, time restriction. I call it life restriction. It's the same concept as losing your physical freedom. You know, losing time freedom means being not able to do enough of what you love to do or what you have to do. You know, you need to spend your time to earn extra time. It's very ironic. You already have your 24 hours, but in order to maximize your 24 hours, you need to spend your resource. It costs time to make time. It means your time value has to increase compared to other people in order to do that. It's like you have to spend time on learning how to earn extra time. And staying in a 9-to-5 will never teach you that kind of information. You're losing extra time for your education. You're losing extra time to build your personal development. You're losing time to build assets. You're losing time to enjoy your leisure time. I think the biggest thing that you're actually losing through 9-to-5 life is actually your time. When you wake up, you have breakfast, you go to work, you come back, you're already exhausted, you walk your dog, whatever, you eat dinner, you're done. There's no time for education, there's no time for shit. Although, when you're truly desperate, when you really feel that there is something going wrong in your life, you can always fix it by sleeping less, by reducing your work hours, and making more time outside of work. You can always make things work. But for most of the people, this time is the main reason why they can't step forward. They can't try new things. They feel scared of facing a new challenge in their life. And time is the biggest obstacle that is actually stopping most people from growing. And lastly, financial freedom. This is the most critical freedom that they take away from you. I agree with the fact that money can't buy happiness. I also think that that sentence doesn't even make sense. But I still strongly believe that money solves problems. And most importantly, your money can buy your time. Money affords time. So there are countless of problems that you face in your life, right? In your every single day of your life. But 99% of the time, the things that you can't do in your daily life is because of money. It happens because of the money. You can't buy time. You can't buy security. You can't buy education. You can't buy your dream. You can't buy happiness. You can't buy anything. Without money, you're losing security. Every human being have their own desires to achieve something in their life. Everybody has different desires, but everybody has that desire in their heart. These three things, physical, time, money, it's always the three things that stop people from achieving their desires. And staying in a 9-to-5 will stop you getting all of these three. So actually, I don't know why, you know, people are just scammed and people are just, they still believe the conventional beliefs that their social norm of, you know, going to school, graduate, get a job, get married, buy a house, pay your debt for the next 25 years and retire without fucking nothing. I don't know why that pathway is considered as a safe way of living a life. I still don't get it, but there's a way to solve it. As you can see so far, settling down is not something that you want to chase after. Logically, you are playing a game of losing every single freedom, and you must start looking for other ways to acquire these freedoms. And I believe that everything, every actions in order to get this freedom start from your mindset and your beliefs. And nothing in your life will work once you start limiting your brain, once you start limiting yourself by saying, oh, I don't have time. I'm too old. I have too much work. I don't know how to do that. I can't afford it. It's not gonna work. That's a fake. All these kind of statements will stop you. Not because that is actually not working. It's actually because you said those words. Nothing's going to work in your life. I don't care which state you are in your life right now. Just start saying, how can I do it? How can I afford it? How can I make this work? What do they do differently from me? Why do they have that? What do I not know about this? I truly believe that it's going to work for me. I truly believe in myself that I'm a hard worker. I can make this shit work. You gotta remember, your statements always shut down your brain. If you say negatives and you put a period on the end of your sentence, it shut down your brain and you start limiting your beliefs. If you actually look around, that is the biggest reason why people are not successful, and they're not even looking at from financial perspective, even in their life goals. Just that is all the reason why people are not getting what they want in their life in terms of relationship, health, financially, their goals, their career goals. That is it. No, you simply can't achieve it because you don't believe in yourself. And I truly believe that statements shut down your brain and you just start limiting yourself because your words become flesh. And what you have to do is you gotta start asking questions to yourself. You gotta ask questions, and I believe that questions open up your brain and trains it to find solutions how to get there. In my experience, it's very different. Before, I was saying, oh, it's not gonna work, that's a fake, he was lucky, he was born rich, he's born with talents, this guy's born tall, this guy's born with muscles, this guy's born rich. It's basically all justifying myself. It's masturbating that it worked for them, but I'm finding a very logical reason why it's not going to work for me. And that's basically masturbating yourself in a negative way. So in order to work anything in your life, in order to make anything work in your life, you gotta start asking questions. You gotta start believing in yourself that it's going to work for you. And I think this is the most important part when it comes to making things work. Also, acquiring these three types of freedom, it takes a lot of work, and I'm still working really hard to get there, but it requires a lot of work, a lot of energy, a lot of time. In order to keep going, in order to maintain your effort, your beliefs, your mindset is the core system that keeps you running on the track. Okay, that's it for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I hope you guys start believing in yourself and start go get what you want in your life based on the strong beliefs that you guys have towards yourself. I'll see you in the next video.